This is the Composer's Datebook for August 19th. I'm John Zak. If you were in Washington, D.C. on today's date in 1957, and you wanted to escape the summer heat, tickets for a new musical at the Air Conditioned National Theater would run you between $1.10 and $5.50, and you could boast for years afterwards that you attended the world premiere performance of Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. Actually, the three-week trial run of West Side Story at D.C.'s National Theater was a hot ticket. The premiere attracted a fashionable crowd of Washington elite, as well as those who trained or planed their way to the nation's capital to catch the latest work of America's musical Boy Wonder. Even so, the Washington Post reported Bernstein was able to wander the lobby at intermission largely unrecognized, to eavesdrop on audience reaction. One woman who did recognize him identified herself as a former social worker in a rough neighborhood like the one depicted in his musical. "It's all so real, so true," she told Bernstein. "It chills my blood to remember." Bernstein was a little taken aback. "It isn't meant to be realistic," he said. "Poetry. Poetry set to music. That's what we're trying to do." But gang violence as the subject for a musical was shocking to the 1957 audiences. When the show opened on Broadway, the New York Times expressed its impact as follows. "Although the material is horrifying, the workmanship is admirable. It's a profoundly moving show." For more information about composers recognized or unrecognized in the lobby, check out our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.